Welcome to the Team World Motivation Blog Talk Radio Show. We will kick off our motivation session with some affirmations, and after that, a good motivational mindset, destination motivation, get up, get out, and do something, hot topic of the day. And our hot topic is actually stress, and what stress does to the body. Because one of the main things is that stress can actually deplete your body, deplete your energy, and change your whole vibe, and your mantra, and your mindset, and things like that that you're trying to do with your life or the things that happen in your life. I'm not saying that, you know, motivation doesn't require you to also not be motivated when you're going through levels and depths of stress, but you need to be able to learn how to overcome that stress, de-escalate from the stress, and then restart over and move forward from that stressful moment. Lord knows I deal with it all the time, but at the same token, I have learned to be resilient with that and those that go out their way to stress me. But I'm also teaching you ways to be able to de-escalate from that and learn how to move those stressors or stress factors or stressful events that come along that are unpredictable, but sometimes even in some aspects can be predictable, dealing with certain things within your life or hardships or things that you're going through. And there are some people who actually go out their way to stress you, and you have to get to a point that you're able to de-stress, de-escalate from that, and learn the effects of what stress does to your body if you allow it to get to you mentally, emotionally, or internal, and then, you know, it exudes external. So the main thing is being mindful of the actions and the things that happen in that moment, harnessing it, accepting that you are stressed at that point, but learn how to de-escalate, de-stress, and what I call stair step down from the stressful moment or the emotional feeling of whatever it is that comes through your body at that moment. And that's what I call that energy. It's either positive or negative energy. And what you want to do is get rid of that negative energy. But we're going to start off with the affirmations and whatnot so that we can move our way into what stress does to the body and then what you need to do in order to take care of yourself, better take care of yourself when you're stressed, or learning how to de-stress and come down off that stressful moment, stressful thought, or stressful actions that cause you to be even further stressed, extenuating long term. Because in all of that, and de-stressing is learning how to be motivated while you're stressed and being able to de-escalate from that stress and still continue to have that same energy, same motivation, you know, get up, get out, do something, don't let the world pass you by mindset, and having that global motivation and that team world motivation mantra and mindset within you, which gives you that illuminated energy, a light energy, and giving yourself that team spirit, like your own team player, and then what I would call your own team leader, team captain of how you de-stress and how you de-escalate and how you illuminate yourself into a level of a higher zone, you know, a whole mindset of mind, body, and I will not stress, I will de-escalate from my stress, and I will find a way to channel my stress into motivated energy. So let's go into our affirmations, and that will help you to understand everything. But the main thing with affirmations is to help you to really get yourself motivated before we go into this Team World Motivation session about it. Because, like I said, you want to feel positive energy, so I'm going to go ahead and give you some of that. So let's start in with a breathing exercise. Okay. So say to yourself, I am diligent, I am proactive, I am disciplined, I am self-confident, I am light, I am confident, I am now, I am growing. I am modest. I am ready. I am brilliant. I am intelligent. I am ready for the next step to destination motivation. Don't let the world pass me by. So with that, we're going to talk about how stress affects the body. And the reason why I say this is that if you don't be careful, you will start to notice how you get hooked into stress instead of getting unhooked into de-stressing. And here's the thing. you can hook yourself into staying stressed, or you can unhook yourself from the stress and then get hooked into being a non-stressed person and having a level of getting hooked into being calm. You know, it's I am calm. I am unstressed. I am motivated. So with that, let's discuss this. How stress affects your body is that it affects your skin, your muscles, your lungs, your liver, your immediate, urgent, and stress response is that your body begins to affect itself internally and externally, and you start looking stressed after a prolonged period of time of being under stress. So what you want to do is understand that stress affects the blood, the sweat glands, the bladder, and things like that. What you don't want is tension, you know, where you're always in fight or flight syndrome and you're always in panic mode, stress mode, anxiety mode. You want to make sure you're getting enough air so your lungs can dilate, breathe, and provide more oxygen so your body can actually pump more blood and you can actually function and not be tired. Then you got to think about your liver, your kidneys, and things like that. The short distances the sugar has to go take, but your body can't process overloads of sugar. So you have to think about those different things when you're compensating, when you're stressed, and eating something that's unhealthy. Then you got to think about your digestion, you know, the processes of the parasympathetic, sympathetic nerve being taxed with cortisol and being aggravated all the time. It causes those levels and depths of your mouth to get dry and your digestive system to be off track. And then you start getting out of whack about going regularly and doing things like that because your body's so stressed and constantly in fight mode. Then on top of that, you have to think about your sweat glands and things like that. You start to excessive sweat, your body chemistry, your hormones, and all that kind of stuff tend to kind of like actually start being affecting how you actually get around and, you know, the sense of smell, things like that. All the different things of your body, your central nervous system and all that, those things get absolutely affected. And those are the physical things. Because what you're going to start feeling is the muscle tension, the headaches, sleep disturbances, increased breakouts, rapid pulse, nausea, indigestion, increased sweating, flushing, or prolonged frequent headaches, or susceptibility to illness, dizziness, faintness, breathlessness, chest pain, ongoing nausea, stomach ache, or ongoing fitful sleep. You know, sleep disturbances are the worst thing you can ever have because your body is never turning off and it's always in constant stress mode. And then you have to think about behavioral and emotional. Those things alongside of thoughts and perception, which goes into mental health, all of that goes hand in hand when you're stressed out and whatnot. And you have to think about your appetite changes, you know, compulsive eating, binge eating, or even becoming more susceptible to eating disorders from being stressed out. Then you have to think about impatience, carelessness, poor productivity, low energy, avoidance of situation, places, people, and things, change in sleeping patterns, increased alcohol, cigarette, or if you are a person who copes wrongfully with illicit drugs or anything else or anything outside the realm of recreation and whatnot, if it's not prescribed, you're tending to have unhealthy coping mechanisms that cause you even more stress because you're starting to alter other things outside that are external, like your finances and whatnot, indulging on things that are going to help you to cope, but they do not help you cope long term, and they're unhealthy coping, you know, mechanisms that I don't recommend. Then you got to think about increased absenteeism, aggression, irritability, sudden tears, you know, emotional. That's where that behavioral and emotional go hand in hand with anxiety, stress, moodiness, grumpiness, loss of sense of humor, withdrawal, feeling of isolation, low self-esteem, feelings of guilt and shame, extreme anger, and loss of libido, and then overwhelming feelings of panic and anxiety. And that goes hand in hand with your thoughts and perception. You know, when you're stressed, you have the inability to make good decisions, muddled thinking, reduce coordination, creativity, and feeling like lethargic, like you don't want to do things. Negative, you know, globalization of everything, like literally you're negative in your mindset, your actions, your words, your mannerisms, things that you do, and it starts to exude outward and people start seeing that. Well, then everything seems to go wrong or it's bad. Then you have to think about, you know, the fears that set in or, you know, defensiveness or rushed decisions, oversensitive to criticism, poor concentration, negative self-talk or self-doubt, fear of failure or feelings of unfairness or can't ever switch off. And those things go hand in hand with what you need to be doing to try to get yourself to a point that you no longer stress. Because all of that affects you. And think about this. Do you want yourself to always be stressed out? Do you want to be in that mode of always feeling like, okay, I can't never get anything done, you know? Or it's always going to be that moment of woe is me. How come, you know, just everybody's against me, you know, that type of stuff. You don't want that. what you want to do is make sure that you're doing certain things that are important in retrospect of getting yourself to de-stress and getting hooked into de-stress mode. And let me show you how. So, what we're going to talk about with the getting hooked is that in an act, like meaning our actions, we talk colloquially of being hooked by your mind or hooked by thoughts, by which we get all caught up in our thoughts, and then we exert a strong influence over our actions or reactions. And in what situation does your mind manage to hook you, either good, bad, or negative, or positive? Then think, what sort of things does it say in order to hook you? How do you manage to unhook yourself when you have negative connotation or negative self-deprecating thoughts? Do this exercise, and it will help you to identify when you're doing this, where you're doing it, and how. So in the columns, you'll have the date and time, triggering events or situations or people. Then what you'll do is think to yourself, what did your mind say or do to hook you at that moment? How did your behavior change when you got hooked? And how did you unhook yourself? And what did those actions cost you? Or what did they gain you? Then you also think, did you manage to unhook yourself? Or if so, how? Start documenting what you're doing to do that, because in unhooking, you're able to get yourself to be able to connect the dots, mind, body, and then you're able to look at the vitality and suffering, and then you're going to start being able to reduce the levels of suffering and increasing your vitality in that. Then you're going to also go into expansion. And what I mean by expansion is expansion means opening up and making room for difficult feelings, urges, and sensations. Therefore, allowing yourself to flow through that moment or that situation or with people you're dealing with. Because you don't have to like or want these feelings when that happens, but you have to make room for them and allow yourself to process them. Then you can invest yourself in energy in doing meaningful life-enhancing activities or things like that to counteract all of that instead of struggling, you know, or being on a struggle bus trying to go and figure out how you're going to de-stress and making yourself more stressed out. But you'll have an action plan. And like I said, in the act of understanding that I need to unhook myself from staying stressed, but to hook myself into de-stressing. Then from there, you look at the date and the time and the feelings and sensations, and then how long that you did this. And then on a scale from 1 to 10, you have to look at if you're able to switch easily, if not easily, from 1 to 10, 1 being the lowest, 10 being the highest. Then also think about the different things that you use and the benefits and difficulties that came along. So while you're documenting all of that, that will help you. And then also, I wanted to also let you guys know, if you need these forms and things like that, or you need something that's already pre-done, I will have those up and available on the Team World Motivation website. And you can also call Team World at the local number. And that is 404-418-5104. Or you can call the toll-free 1-800 number, which is 1-888-727-9323 or 866-727-9323. And then you also can do the fax, which is 866-748-2551. And make sure when you fax in your documents and things like that, when we have our coachings and whatnot, you'll fax it into 866-748-2551. Put your name, your client number, and if you don't have a client number, put what it's about, who, what, when, where, and why, and then make sure that you actually tell me exactly what form it is that you have turning in, and then I'll get it, and then we'll go over it if you have any questions and whatnot. Again, the number is 866-727-9323. Make sure you give us a call if you have any questions and whatnot, or you can call that local number, which again is 404-418-5104. And again, we're going to go into the next section, which is self-care. You need to, when you're stressing and things like that, to be able to understand self-care is important. It's the most important thing that you could ever, 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 ever do. Because if you don't self-care, you will get to a point that you will stay stressed and you will never find a way to de-escalate yourself down to the next level or depth of mantra or mindset of I need to be mind, body, spirit, actions all hand in hand, illuminated into a positive energy, a motivated energy to get up, get out, and do something. But in order to do that, you've got to learn how to self-maintenance and self-care. And with that, we'll go over self-care and what that does for you. So with self-care is a personal health maintenance. It's an activity that prevents, treats diseases, or improves, restores overall health alongside your medical practitioners and whatnot that will be doing your plan of care on top of that. So in between all of that, self-care is important. There are many ways to engage in self-care. Think about what's enjoyable to you and makes you feel good physically and mentally. Then here are some things as far as self-help tips that I consider good to help you, which is to relax. You need to, during the day, take many breaks or even in the evening by engaging in brief activities that calm or are enjoyable to you so that they allow you to hook into de-stress mode. Then on top of that, try breathing deeply. To do this, let's start now. So sit comfortably in a chair or on a mat. Slowly take in a deep breath. And then exhale. Again, let's try this again. Take in a deep breath. Hold it. Then exhale. And while you're doing that, relax your shoulders and muscles as you do this. Then also think about other things that make you a little less more angst-prone, anxiety-prone, panic-ridden, or things like that. So what you're going to want to do is physical activity. It's a great way to relieve stress and boost your immune system by boosting your immune and your mood. So with that, it elevates your level of calm and your mind, body, and your enlightenment, but your body is also able to process all that stress and be able to process it healthily. That way your body can actually recuperate from those cycles of that. By increasing your physical activity, you can reduce the negative effects and then also allowing your body to go into a mode of zen. Then on top of that, you have to think about the different examples. Try walking, swimming, yoga, hiking, or dancing. And if you're not used to engaging in regular physical exercise, start slowly. Even with a few minutes of exercise is a great way to start, or with a personal trainer or someone to spot you. Then think about your sleeping patterns. Your sleep helps your body restore energy, and during the day, it's also used necessary to fight illnesses, stress, or a sudden onset of stress, or environmental stress, or even workplace stress. So you want to make sure that you're sleeping adequately so you'll be able to react better. And then also on top of that, helping yourself get enough sleep by maintaining a sleep schedule by going to bed and waking up at the same time, or going to bed at the same time each night and each morning, it'll help you. And that will make it possible for you to be able to cope with the daily life stressors, stressing things, or stressful people. And then on top of that, make sure when you go to bed, your bedroom is cool, dark, and quiet. And then have healthy habits like eating a balanced diet, drinking enough water. Being hungry and dehydrated impacts your physical health and mood. So also try to limit alcohol use. And if you actually smoke, avoid smoking as much or try to reduce the amount of smoking you do. And then also if you're on non-prescription drugs, be careful with that, and over-the-counter is also considered non-prescription. Do not abuse it, and also illicit drugs. Do not try to do that, and if you do that, try to work your way to getting weaned off. I'm not going to judge anybody about that, but at the end of the day, whatever you do is what you do, but remember, for a healthy mind, body, spirit, is you don't poison your body. And then also be aware that having a lot of caffeine and sugar may take your body to a level of feeling restless and on edge. So practice acceptance, practice being mindful, practice enlightenment and being able to tap into your inner light energy. And many people get distressed over things they can't control or have difficulty accepting. Learn to recognize and accept these things that are out of your control or your locus of control, or even at that point in time, to be able to get yourself to a point that you understand that there are levels and depths of you understanding that you have to allow yourself to de-stress from the distractions in life, kind of like that notification. You want to be able to get yourself to where you're not distracted. So with that, I'm able to get myself back on track and back on pentameter. But you have to say to yourself, I got to accept the fact that, okay, I didn't turn down the volume, so therefore my notification went off and boom. Okay, now I'm back on track. So I've accepted that. That's a perfect example of being mindful and being able to get yourself to get back on track and focus, but also de-stress mode at the same time. So we're doing this in real time. Then ask yourself, is this something you can control? Take small steps to solve the issue or in a calm manner. If not, remind yourself there's nothing done right now and focus on another task or pleasant activity. So in that, I was showing you that there's sometimes that you don't plan for certain things or you forget you did something and then, you know, move on from it. You just don't stay there and don't unpack it. You have to unpack it, move on. Then you focus on the moment, then coping with that. And then, you know, the feeling of overwhelming can actually throw you off track. So don't get overwhelmed. Get to a point you're like, okay, yeah, I goofed. Okay, big deal. Move on. So then from there, you're going to go on to say to yourself, be gentle. Be gentle with yourself. There are many changes that come with different things that happen in life. And we're harder on ourselves than we should have. And then, you know, rather than beating yourself up or, you know, I should have or I would have, think about what you can learn and plan for the future or plan for the next action. Watch out for perfectionism. Set realistic and attainable goals. Remind yourself that everyone makes errors and no one is perfect, because a lot of times we get into perfectionism and that causes us levels and depths of stress. And you don't want to do that. And what you want to do is get yourself organized. Get yourself to where you can control your outcomes and things like that, and things that you can't control, so what? Just get over it, move on from it. And then on top of that, allow yourself some quiet time. You know, develop a realistic schedule of daily activities, include for work, sleep, relationships, recreation, and avoid procrastination. And then make sure you break your tasks into smaller ones and manageable pieces and deciding what you want to do first. Remember, Rome wasn't built in one day, so it's impossible to do it all. Then on top of that, get yourself, again, some quiet time, balance your family, social, and work demands with quiet time and activities such as listening to relaxing music, taking a bubble bath, taking a quiet walk, or writing down your thoughts and journaling. And with that, on the website at teamworld.online, you can go there to get the little products and things like that that I'll be putting up there for sale for you to be able to do all of these different things and your self-help and whatnot. And then also booking appointments with your children and whatnot for them to be able to learn how to self-help themselves and de-stress and get into that team world motivation, mindset, destination motivation, get up and do something mindset, because this is a global thing. This is a whole era of getting into a new decade with a new mindset, new mind, body, spirit, and also illuminating yourself into a level of light and light energy. And as a child, you have to remember, I am somebody, I'm starting. Then as an adolescent, I am somebody, I am getting there. And then as an adult, I am an adult, I am a capable person to do what I need to do. I am strong. I am motivated. I am going to get up, get it out, do something, and don't let the world pass me by. So thank you for attending the Team World Motivation Blog Talk Radio Show. I'm going to take you out of here with some good music. You have a good night.